Women reprimanded for harassing white ASU students claim they're being persecuted. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 4, 2022. To Oak, Arizona State University. ASU students are accusing the school of persecuting them and being a violent place after they were reprimanded for harassing two white students in ASU's so-called multicultural center. The woke students were seen in a viral video last September confronting white students over a laptop sticker, which read, "Police Lives Matter," claiming the white students had displayed imagery of white supremacy and white nationalism. ASU students Mastani Qureshi and Sarah Tekola have been found guilty of interfering with university activities after they harassed two white students, according to a video tirade the two released, obtained by Daily Mail. According to Qureshi and Tekola, they have been issued a warning and instructed to write a 3-page paper about how they will behave differently next time they are in a similar situation. The two female ASU students reacted to their punishments by releasing a video in which they complained about being disciplined by the university and doubled down on their bizarre stance that items such as a Base Pro hat and a Chick-fil-A cup are hate and racist symbology and made ASU's multicultural center unsafe. On September 23, hate and racist symbology invaded our multicultural center on ASU's Tempe campus and made the center unsafe for BIPOC students who were trying to study, Qureshi proclaimed in the video. The two white men, both students, displayed a Police Lives Matter sticker, a Base Pro hat, a Chick-fil-A cup, and an anti-Biden t-shirt. The Police Lives Matter sticker was on one of the white man's laptop, Tekola added. Laptop, which was clearly directed towards a black woman who was leading the black study tables across from him, as the boys chose to sit across from the black study tables. The boys made the space uncomfortable with their nonverbal, aggressive gestures directed towards the black woman, Tekola continued. The students called for help from ASU, but no one came for over 30 minutes, so we were forced to confront these men by ourselves. After the video of the two women harassing the white students went viral, the woke students received rape, death, and lynching threats on their personal Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and email accounts, Qureshi said. Tekola added that ASU did not protect us. Instead, they launched an investigation against us. ASU's investigation found us guilty of interfering with university activities, Tekola lamented. Dear white people, aka ASU, you openly discriminated against us on November 16 when you handed down your decision from your racially biased investigation, Qureshi said. We're being persecuted for defending our multicultural center from racism and sexism, Qureshi added, before disclosing the two punishments she and Tekola received. You gave us two punishments, she said. The first one was a warning, and the second one was to write a 3-page paper on how next time, when we talk with white people about race and society, we will be civil. Tekola added that we are going to give ASU an educational intervention on why telling students of color at ASU to be more civil in the face of white supremacy and neo-Nazism on this campus is actually violent. ASU is a violent place, Qureshi affirmed. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram,